This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Washington, D.C. is U.S. Senator Mark Pryor. Senator, how are you on this February 14th?
I'm doing fine. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
That's right. I want to ask you about something I think you are actually introducing today, which is an extension of a drought act, correct?
It is. There's a, I would call it an early warning system that's been on the books for a while, and it's kind of a joint venture basically with NOAA and a few others. But what they do is they kind of monitor various weather conditions and water levels and all that, and they start to model and tell basically farmers and other people who are interested. It may be rural water districts or who knows what. Could be, you know, boat dock operators, whatever. But it's available to them, and then they basically give them the lay of the land on what the drought conditions looks like. And it's important because we've had a lot of droughts in the country recently, and in this difficult economy, you need every edge you can get. And it's a service that's already being provided. It doesn't cost very much money at all, and I just want to make sure we continue it.
Earlier this week, you voted for the Violence Against Women Act. It did pass the Senate, moves on to the House, but there is some speculation that it will have trouble in the House. I know that's the other chamber, but your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, this is a little frustrating to me because I didn't know anything about the Violence Against Women Act until I became Attorney General. It was a law that I had no familiarity with. But when I saw how it worked, when I saw how law enforcement used it, and when I saw how effective it is, and it's been very effective in saving lives and preventing domestic violence and being able to get people out of situations that are bad. So it's been very effective, and law enforcement loves it. Prosecutors love it. It's been a win-win, really, for everybody, for children and everybody else. And so, you know, I've been a big supporter of it. And we passed this last year. The Senate passed it. We worked on it. Very common-sense legislation. In fact, this is one of those pieces of legislation that actually saves the taxpayers money. By the time you add it all up and you look at it dynamically, it actually saves people money. But for some reason, last year, the House wouldn't take it up. And I don't know the whole rationale there. I certainly hope that they will take it up. I think it's very important. It's good for the country. And so we just passed it again this week. And, you know, hopefully the House will take it up this year at some point and get it passed.
We have, I think it is, 8 scheduled legislative days between now and when sequestration would take effect on March 1st. Any optimism on your part that sequestration will be avoided?
You know, I want to be hopeful. I want to be optimistic. But there's some very negative signs out there about sequestration. You know, this is not the best way to govern. Now, I tell you one thing that concerns me is now the blame game is starting. I've noticed that the Speaker of the House and others are now starting to blame President Obama for this, and that's a bad sign. The President's going to blame the other side, and that's a bad sign. That's not helping anybody. It's not going to be good. So I would hope that we could avoid this and not have to go through, you know, this type of process. It just doesn't make any sense. But I'm afraid that's where we are.
And now everyone is kind of guessing what those long-term effects, depending on how long it lasts, could be.
Yeah, and this is something that, you know, I'm not part of the cut crowd up here in Washington. I think we need to cut our spending, but I think we need to do it the right way, and we need to do it smartly and have a little wisdom when we do it. Sequestration is an across-the-board cut. So if a program is working great, you know, it'll get a cut, and if the program's not working at all, it'll get a cut. And it's the same cut. It's not the way to govern. It's not the way we should do it, but it is where we are today. And we're actually in the Appropriations Committee are having a hearing about it right now. I just stepped out of the room to listen to several of the secretaries that want to speak about it. We want to hear what kind of impact it will have on their agency. And here's the thing. A lot of times people think about this as government only. But some of this can really hurt the U.S. economy. It hurt Arkansas's economy. So, for example, one of the cuts that they're going to have to deal with is something that we all take for granted, and that is meat inspectors. So when you have a company like Tyson and they're chasing chickens or whatever it happens to be, they have to have a meat inspector there to be in business. Well, if you can't fund the meat inspectors, you're going to have to close that plant. units close it for a day a week, or, you know, 3 days a month, or, you know, whatever it's going to be. I don't know exactly what the cuts will be. But that's the kind of stuff that we take for granted. This is going to hurt the U.S. economy. And, again, this is not the way to do it. We need to get a resolution here. It needs to be bipartisan. And I'm concerned that the blame game is already starting, and, you know, they're pointing fingers at each other, and that usually means gridlock.
Finally, I'll ask one more question. According to Telecommunications Law Resource Center, you are next in line to take the gavel of the Senate Commerce, Communications, Technology, and Internet Subcommittee.
That is true. I am. They announced that yesterday officially. I'm very excited about it. I'm on the Commerce Committee, and there's the nickname is the Telecommunications Subcommittee, but it's communications generally, so it's like phone, cable, internet, you know, all the telecom stuff, the wireless, all that kind of stuff comes through that subcommittee. So I'm excited. It's a good way to do policy. I think one of the first things we'll probably do is look at satellite TV. There's an old law that's on the books that needs to be reauthorized. And, of course, the world has changed a lot in the last 15, 20 years when it comes to satellite television and all that kind of jazz. So, you know, it's a way for us to try to make sure people get the broadcast they need, and it's a way for us to really work on rural broadband and all these kind of issues that are important to Arkansans.
Senator Mark Pryor, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The Oscar-nominated Zero Dark Thirty opens with a declaration that the story is based on firsthand accounts of actual events. But Senators Dianne Feinstein and John McCain say the film got it seriously wrong when it showed suspects giving up information under torture. I'm Neil Conan, Zero Dark Thirty, Osama bin Laden, and the new debate on torture. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.